Hello, welcome to the January Energy Room. This is Ren Goldrich, and it's a new year. We are bringing in the new year Energy Room style. So with the new year Energy Room, I really like to clear up just stuff that has rolled over into the beginning of this year. And so we're going to do some clearings. It was interesting, even when I was sending out the reminder email, I was getting all these hits on things that we can do. And this morning, I was just overwhelmed of just a general healing session was wanting to come up as well, just kind of to clear out any of the residual partying. And even if you didn't go out and party, we're all pretty in tune. So it's really easy for us to tap into all of the party energy. And there's been interesting energies just around the flip of this new year. And it's an entirely different year. And I know that's like, duh, but it's an entirely different energy. It's so strikingly different. And I was saying to someone the other day that it feels like it kind of caught into the wheels of the New Year's change. And I've heard from people about just being tired, being sick, and not understanding why, and then having a sense of overwhelm or lack of clarity about what they're stepping into. So somehow or another, we're going to cover all of it. When Roseanne and I were speaking earlier, she was on a group call yesterday and was kicked off the line. And then I was trying to contact her because she needed to set up a session, and our emails weren't getting to each other. So I attempted to call her, and the call sounded like a fax machine call. So I tried to email her, and that didn't work. And so I tried to email her from a secondary account, and it was bounced back as an undeliverable email. And then when I checked on all of the emails I had ever had with her, it was the correct email address. So then I tried to call her again, and it sounded like a fax machine. And she's calling on her secondary phone line today, but somehow or another, she's blasting out all of her technological communication. And the key of it is the things that she finds important are receiving great amounts of interference. So we need to just open up and step into the energy and space that is 2018. It has its own identity. We're also in a shift of ages. So as we step out of that Piscean Aquarian, step out of Piscean into Aquarian energy, there are just going to be a lot of dynamic shifts and changes that we experience on the fly, on the go. And it's going to be real-time experience, real-time awakening without much preparation for it. And this change of the new year is a very good example of it. So first off, okay, I'm going to run some clearing energy. It's going to be intense, but it's going to run throughout the entirety of the energy room. So I'm just going to start that now. So hold on, you're going to hear me mumbling and snapping. And what I'm doing is I'm finding just pretty much remnant energies from last year, but also the entire past, and whatever that is in your reality. So okay. I'm also going to just open up the timeline of 2018. On Earth in the now. And I'm going to isolate it for us. Okay, so it's interesting. It seems like I've got one timeline open. I've got multiple timelines open. I have a 2018 timeline for the energy room, this group, and then each of your individual timelines are also open. So I like being able to access group energy while working on everyone individually. It's just more accurate and appropriate that way. So if you're wanting to focus on your personal timeline, just ask, okay, what is the energy of my personal timeline of 2018? What's cool about this is you can access this timeline at any moment this year. So what is the energy of my personal timeline of 2018? Okay, what is the energy of the group timeline in 2018? Okay, it's really funny. The group timeline, it's like there's a bunch of people swimming in the same pool. So it's just a lot more contribution to it. And the individual timelines are, I want to say clear, more clear. It's not like they're not clean. It's just, it's easier to tap into because it's just one or singular. So right now, okay, it's January 7th. So the way to play with this timeline is what is my energy in the present on January 7th, 2018? Now, I'm asking for me, so you have to ask for you. What is my energy in the present on January 7th, 2018? There you go. Okay, now just for fun, some of you get your responses very quickly, and some of you, it's like a 10-second delay before you really get your energetic response. But we're just looking for an energy here. You may feel it. You may just know it. You may see it. You may get a sound or a sensation. It's today's energy. So then let's ask, what is my energy in the present on December 30th, 2018? You can pick any date along 2018. Um, as you do this, let's do it with the group. What is the energy of this group of individuals in the present in January 7th, 2018? Okay, what is the energy of this group in the present on December 30th, 2018? It's very fun. At least it's fun for me. You all got really quiet. But what I'm keenly aware of is just the shift within a year. And when I bring up the energy of the end of the year, my body is telling me all the ways it's, how do I say it? I currently have blockages in my body that do not exist in December. So when I ask for that December energy to come forward, there's intensity in those areas of my body because there's a mismatch of what exists today and what is liberated in December. So what's cool about this is you do not have to wait to December to experience the true shift. But it is a shake, rattle, and roll type of method. So I wouldn't play with this if you're getting ready to go get dressed up and have to maintain your composure because you may institute some sweating or you may have to use the restroom or you may get really hungry or have to cry or something like that. But what I like to do it is you put January 7th in your left hand and kind of hold it like you're holding something in your hand, and you put December 30th, 2018 in your right hand. And then you slowly bring your hands together into the prayer position, Namaste style. And there's no need to smash them together. You just bring them together slowly and allow the differential to unify, if you will. And what's cool is the timeline is for us to use. It's for us to manipulate. We don't have to be at the effect of time. So once you bring your hands together and you've married these energies, when we requested for the energies to present themselves, we asked for the energies, my energy in the present on this date. So when you bring them together, both are in the present. The time of processing is the time it takes to move your hands from outward positions to that prayer position in the center. Once your hands are together, the processing is done. It is complete. There's no need for it to be drawn out or to have a long integration period. The integration period is as long as you hold your hands together and stay present with the new you. Now, for me, the intensity that was in my body, it's still kind of there, but it's kind of like after you've worked out and your muscles are sore. So it's already a residual change to what I just did. It's no longer intense in the same way. You can do this with many, many things. So if you know you're moving sometime this year, I mean, you have an idea of when it's going to be. It doesn't have to be an exact date. You can call up a month within the 2018 timeline. You can call up a minute, a second, an hour, a date, a month, a series of months, a season, a lunar cycle, whatever that needs to be for you. Just ask for that in the present to present itself to you, and then work with it and bring it forward. So there was a question about healing chronic viral infections. It would be interesting to ask, you know, what is the state or what is the energetic state of this viral infection on January 7th in the present? What is the state of this chronic viral infection in the present on December 30th? That's already very different, by the way. There's something harbored in your neck, but then just bring the hands together. It's interesting because once you've brought the hands together, you've moved that into where you currently reside. So if you were residing back at Christmas, okay, we just moved you forward to January 7th and then brought December 30th forward to January 7th. We did not bring December 30th backward. We brought December 30th forward. I really hope that makes sense because it's very confusing. Time always moves forward. Your consciousness can move in any direction. When you consciously manipulate time, you are moving it forward. If you consciously or unconsciously meander with your mind, like you daydream or you get stuck in a moment in the past, like a sad time or a time that you loved or whatever that is, your consciousness has changed to that time. Depending on the percentage of your consciousness that is there, that time, whether past, present, or future, can become your present if you're focusing on it strongly enough. That's why it's really important for you to maintain your thoughts and construct your language and your thoughts in a positive, forward-thinking manner. So if you're stuck on something that was 20 years ago, where your energy was slime ball and unconscious and very, very different than you are today, and you're focusing on that enough to bring it forward, then you're poisoning your own field with past energy that's now being projected into your future. Okay, so someone's asking, so the 7th goes into the 30th? The 30th comes into the 7th. they come together, but as they come together, the 30th energy has more consciousness to it. It has more expansion to it. It has greater understanding, knowledge, and comprehension. The 30th has the clarity of hindsight. When you bring the 30th forward into the now, you automatically adapt and adopt that clarity of hindsight. So if you feel like you're confronting something that's overwhelming, or you have to make a choice, or you have to address something that makes you want to run away and hide, or pisses you off, or it's dealing with someone that you don't want to deal with because of all the trauma drama that could arise, you want to, you know, in the left hand, call up the day that you're in the present, and then with the right hand, call up the day that follows all of those events that you're aware of, that you're projecting, that you're scared about, that you're worried about, whatever it is. So let's say I'm moving on July 1st. I'm going to call up the energies of July 20th. That gives me the move, the unpacking, the actual existing in my new dwelling without the boxes, where I'm actually kind of settling in. And I'm going to bring up that energy and integrate with that energy. That will allow me to hold the space for the entire move and all of the energies that I deal with during that time. It also allows you to address things with a knowing that it's already done. Okay, Penny, you're asking great questions. Okay, Penny asked, the 30th energy clears the 7th issue. So, okay, it's not an absolute yes. So it is possible for that later energy to clear whatever the issue is in the 7th. It may not be the case, though. A more accurate way to look at it is that it resolves the issue. Whether or not you are clear about it, that's another game. It's one of the reasons I love zone of clarity. So you could put a zone of clarity around once you have your 7th and 30th, or you know, 10th and 20th, or whatever the energy is in one each hand, you can place a zone of clarity around all of it now, and then snap your fingers, and then bring them together. Once they're together, that's when I would say create a zone of clarity around me now, and snap my fingers again. That would promote greater clarity and clearing, and what that does is it would remove any and all interference between the two moments within that entire timeline. So, I don't know. Let's say that you've been getting in your own way. That's going to clear it out. Let's say that somebody else is very, very invested in you not figuring out whatever that change marker is for their own interests. Whatever they may be, creating that zone of clarity is going to make it easier for that resolution to take place. Sometimes when you bring your hands together on a bigger moment or a bigger issue, they may feel like magnets that are pushing each other apart. That's a sign of interference. It's also a sign of great intensity and dynamic change. So if you can, if you're having a lot of issue pushing your hands together, then what you do is you just gently press them. You don't have to actually get the skin to touch, but as you press them together and you experience the force between the two, that is potential energy. You are actually generating energy at that point. So when you have something really cool like that going on, you press the hands together and you kind of knead that energy and just allow it. And what you're doing is you're generating a force. And while you have, you're focusing on this issue and there's a force around this issue, I would ask, what do I put this energy into that will easily resolve this issue? And then I would just kind of press and knead that energy between my two palms and allow it to exert itself. And go ahead and try it now. Like, you don't, even if you just hold your hands like half an inch or an inch apart, and then you just kind of slowly, you don't have to touch your skin, but you just kind of push the space between your hands. And you can do it very gently. You don't have to, you know, tighten your muscles or anything, but you just keep kneading and molding that energy between your palms. Your body will light up. I'm sweating right now just from doing it. There's a lot of energy there. So as you bring these two dynamic spaces in time together, you're also working with all of the energy and space that's in between those two moments. Okay, so the question, so this is presuming that the future has more clarity and goodness than the present. That's a very good question. This is why I was saying that it's very important for you to maintain forward thinking and to keep your thoughts and intentions clear and positive so that that future does have more clarity and goodness to it. If you're bringing something like, okay, I get this one frequently where somebody has an issue with their body and they remember, oh, you know, my body when I was 20 was just, I was a hot little tart and I want to have that body now, or I want to have that body in 6 months because I'm starting a diet or whatever. And they want to literally, they're visualizing that past body and they're wanting to apply it to their future body. That is an example of taking the taking the seventh and taking and putting it in the 30th. Okay, if you were to do that, there's going to be a whole just hogwash mess going on, because that body from when you're 20, it's a whole bunch of entanglements and attachments and just sludge that your current body has done a lot of work to let go of, and you as the occupant have done a lot of personal work to clear all of that out on your own. So to bring the idea of a shape for your body forward, it's not solely the shape that you bring forward. It's all of the other stuff that that body has as well. And it can really muddle things up. So it's you. When you're looking at future, and I have to put air quotes around future, because you are actually the operator that controls what the future is. And the way you use this technique, or the way that you focus your intentions based on what you know of the past of yourself, it's a lot easier to bring that forward, and you're not dealing with a true future. You're dealing with the past as your future. I can come back to that. If I didn't make sense, ask another question. So, I have a toothache at the moment. So can I go along the timeline to see when it feels better and then bring that date to the now energy and clear the circle? Yeah, you can do that rather quickly. What is the energy surrounding my tooth and its meridian in the present on January 7th, 2018? Okay, what is the energy around my tooth and its meridian in February 2018? In the present in March 2018? Okay, that's a little better. In the present in April 2018. Okay, when you do that and you just kind of boom, 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 hop it along, you can notice how it gets easier and easier and easier the further you go away by month. So instead of going through every single day or week or whatever, just hop along a month at a time until it feels really good. And then go to the first of the next month or the 30th, the last day of that month, and then bring those together. Go ahead and play with that now. Do it with the end of May, May 30th. Go ahead and practice with January 7th and May 30th, 2018. And when you are playing with the physical side, like with toothaches, with pain, with muscle aches, with, you know, anything physical, and you're doing this, your body is the physical component of your reality. It's the one thing that manifests physically on this plane. So when you bring your hands together, do it very gently and caringly without any like projected expectation on your body, but more of an invitation to step into the future and make that the now. Also, its bodies give us pain and discomfort because it's a form of awareness. It's how our bodies talk to us. It's one of the ways our bodies talk to us. So if you do this and it's just you're purely energy and it's not working, okay, so I would ask, okay, what information is my body attempting to give me in the present on January 7th, 2018? And what information has my body given me that I have received in the present by May 30th, 2018? And then in total gratitude, move your hands together. So it's a different way of working with when you're seeking information, when somebody's trying to tell you something and you're not getting it, especially your body. If you're dealing with pain, that's one of the routes I would go. If you're dealing with a chronic illness or a virus, again, I would do the same type of thing. What information is my body giving me? What information is my body resisting that it's allowing by a certain time? Hold on, I'll get that. So there's different ways to ask. There's different ways to work with the energy and the information within a timeline. And me giving you all this information right now can make your head spin, and it can be very overwhelming. But this is just where you can allow your intuition to play. This truly is Time itself is a way for you, the conscious being, to play, to work things out, to resolve whatever it is that you didn't like before to doing it again, however you want to look at it. So if you go into something like this, like it's a have to, it's a task, this is work, A, it's not going to be fun. Your body's going to immediately kind of drudge and go heavy and be exhausted. And it'll be very easy for you to become frustrated and frustrate your own energy. So when something comes up and you're like, oh, I have a cool technique, let's use this technique, let's see what happens, let's see what resolves here, then that's an entirely different approach from the beginning, where you're just curious about what's going to occur. You're curious about discovery. The mindfulness of intent is maintaining your present state and thought form while you project into your future. As soon as you ask what the energy is on a future date, and you can perceive that it's lighter, easier, better, pain-free, awakening, what have you, you don't have to know what all of that stuff is. You can just recognize that, hey, this is entirely different and more expansive than my current state. So you're bringing that expansion forward. It's fun. So after doing the January 7th to December 30th, and then waiting like a half hour, do it again. Tap into the energy of December 30th, because it's going to be entirely different again. So it's a way to kind of like accordion fold your energy into the present and enmesh. When it comes to immortal facelifts and things like that, they will definitely kick into gear on a different level as well. What's nice about it is, you know, like if you have an accordion fold, when it's all open, you can see all of the billows. And then when you close it, you have all of those folds that compress. And in between those folds is sequestered space. So if you ever hear me say sequence, non-sequence, sequestered, non-sequestered space, sequestered space is folded space that's used to shorten the path between one point and another. Sometimes energy and information can become trapped in sequestered space. This is how things can be repeating over a long period of time and you don't get what the answer is. Because the answer is something that you put in, you kind of trapped in a shortcut at some point. So when you open up a timeline and you extract all sequestered space, that information is then readily available to you. Immortal facelifts do that for you, so you don't really have to work on it. What's interesting with Roseanne, she was saying that the technological interference has been occurring for a really long time. So if we're looking at this in a annual sense, where it clearly was occurring in 2017, probably 2016, probably 2015, and I was speaking to her yesterday, so it's occurring in 2018. You have multiple timelines there. So if she were to reach back and at like January 1st of 2018, she may not find that sequestered space that's holding the key to her technological destruction, if you will. So in that instance, that's when I work with the entire timeline. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's That's interesting. Let's open up the timeline of the entire timeline of the energy room. Okay, now all of you individually are in your 2018 timelines. I'm going to open up your entire timeline, and it's probably going to get a lot easier for the energetically. So just stay present. Okay. Okay, for me, it gets a lot easier, but I can say that if you're not used to having your entire timeline open, you can get just totally space cadet, and that's okay. When your entire timeline is here and everything is open and available, it looks like a... It just looks like a bunch of little, I know they don't call it Chinese checkers anymore, but I don't know what the game's called now, but it has all the little beads and they have their own little place within the board. And it's almost like all those little beads are just floating, almost like we're in an anti-gravity field and everything's just floating around. It's very easy to grab anything that you like. So in this space, if you're looking for lost money, then you just kind of say, okay, where's all of my lost money? Or where are all of my lost items of intrinsic value? Let's locate them and bring them forward into the now. Or bring them forward into the 3 months from now. It's a very fun way to play with money. If you do that, okay? If you do that, like with money, and you move it forward into the next 3 months from now, it's pretty important to remember that you've done that, because money loves to play. Money likes it when you're happy. Money does not like it when you're all stressed out and freaking out about money. So in 3 months, if something happens, like your water heater blows out or something, and you're freaking out about the way to fix it, money's right there. But if you go into, I have to rescue survival mode, you may miss the lost money that you've just put in place for yourself there. It's almost like hiding something and forgetting that you've hidden it at all. That's one of the reasons why money and items of intrinsic value are floating around in space right now, because you just kicked them out of their hiding places. For Roseanne's, I'm going to call it the technology destructor, but for that, it's almost like you want to find the agreement, the conclusion, or the key to, there it is, the key to technology. And all of its fluid operations in her current reality. Throughout all of her planes and access to energy and states of being. Yeah, there it is. So then we'll just move that. Let's just move that. Are we going to move it now? Yeah, let's move it into her now. On January 7th, 2018, on Earth, in her current body. What's interesting, when you've got your timeline open, it's like you cannot really associate how long it's going to take for that to integrate or anything, because there is no time. It's more like you're filing things. It's a big filing system. Okay, interesting. Okay, so Penny says that when she moved to asking the body, the energy shifted from the tooth to the eyes. So shall you do the same thing again with the eyes? Yes. I would do the same thing with the eyes. I remember when I was asking the tooth question, I said that tooth and its meridian. If that meridian goes through the eyes, include that meridian. If that whole thing is getting cleared out by whatever you're doing, it only cleared out the tooth portion of the meridian. So remember to include that meridian. It's cool that you experienced a shift. Seriously, this is another thing that happens when I've got the time spot open. It's like, we've been doing this for 50 minutes already. I'm like, what? It seems like it's only been 15 minutes to me. So, okay. Are there any things that you would specifically like to, would you like me to call up or bring forward, or give you examples of the ways to use this right now while I'm here, because I'm happy to assist or give examples. But in the money sense, for me, let's say that you'd like to increase your revenue in the year 2018. So one of the things that this is just how I would play with it. I'm totally playing right now. Okay, so what is the energy around my, okay, I'm gonna bring in the timeline of 2018 again. Hold on. It's funny, when you're working with a timeline of a singular year, it's kind of short and stocky, but it's okay. Okay. Okay, so what is the energy of my receiving and generating revenue in the present on January 7th, 2018? You can all play with this. You can feel my energy if you want. Okay, what is my energy around generating and receiving increased revenues on December 30th, 2018? Okay, that feels quite yummy. I encourage you to ask the same question for yourself. Right now, I'm bringing my hands together. And there is a little bit of resistance between my hands. So I'm just kind of meeting that resistance in between my hands. And I'm asking, which actions can I take now to fulfill that energy? What information do I need today that will benefit me now and in the future? Who can I meet? Who can meet me? Where do I go? Where can I be invited? There. See, and as I ask those questions, my hands want to come together. Now, that one wasn't super intense between my hands, but just with moving that energy and asking those questions and directing the energy, my hands were able to come together. Now that my hands are together, there's clearly a circuit moving throughout my body. My hands feel a little, almost like when they're just finally waking up from being asleep, you know, it's kind of got that numb sensation and they're wanting to shake a little bit. So I'm keeping them together until that sensation is gone and I don't need to shake anymore. Typically when your hands are shaking, when asking for energy to move, there's an increase in energetic flow of some sort that you're not accustomed to. So your body shakes. And it also can be releasing blockages or interference or inhibitions, what have you. Okay, so if I'm looking to, let's say, double, triple, quadruple my income in the year of 2018, okay, I would say, let's see, what would I say? Okay, what is the energy of my current income stream in the present on January 7th, 2018? Okay, there it is. Okay. Okay, at what point along the 2018 timeline can this double? So then, okay, so here we go, February 2018, March 2018. April 2018, May 2018, June 2018. Okay, I don't know how sensitive everyone is, but in the April and May range, there was this little dip that made me a little bubbly and giggly, okay? I don't know how else to say it. That's how I perceive truth, is I get giggly. So I'm just going to put April and May 2018 revenue capacities in the present in my right hand. And I'm going to move my hands together. Now, as I do this, my left hand, which is my receiving hand, is aching all the way up to my shoulder. To me, it's telling me I have a receiving issue. But it's also telling me that my body's kind of getting ready to receive more. It's almost like I was creating a vacuum of receiving because I was used to a certain flow and the flow just doubled. So now that I've requested that and I've kind of stepped into that space, I'm going to follow up and be very, very present with the energy of that flow for probably 5 to 10 minutes a day or whenever I'm thinking about it. And breathe with it until my left arm doesn't ache when I bring it up. This is the way that I can just become comfortable with it, allow my body to work with it, and prepare and train my body for bringing that flow in consistently. Because I may receive double the income in the month of May. and then June can go right back to where it was in January, right? So if I don't work with the energy and I don't maintain it, it's very likely that it could drop back off again. I want to prepare my body to be ready to consistently over the long term and perpetually maintain that flow. Once I've done that, I'm going to find the place where it doubles again. Because then I'm doubling that energy, which is quadrupling the original energy. I say it that way because money knows how to compound on itself. Compounding interest, right? Money is really good at that. And all the financial wizards, they know exactly how to make money work for them in that capacity. So when you get your energy working in compounding ways concerning energetic flows, especially monetary flows, money knows what it's doing. It can totally assist you. Money likes to help. Money likes to play. If you set yourself up for money's playground, then you're aces. And you have to be honest with yourself. You know, when you're experiencing a sensation, if I were to bring my hands together and let's say my right hand was going crazy, I would be very aware of if I were to bring in double the income, I would probably be spending that increase because my outflow is kicking into overdrive. So I would want to equalize and regulate my personal ability to maintain and temper that flow. Okay, there's some questions here. Okay, Judy says, my hand for the future was considerably colder than the present left hand. That's okay. That's okay. So what I do, like when my right, like when I'm experiencing a cold pocket like that, sometimes I just kind of, you don't, like if you turn your hand over, you're not going to dump out that energy, okay? The energy is in your palm. So you can kind of move your hand around in your field, and with or without having energy in your palm, you may find cold pockets in your field. And cold pockets, depending on whether you're a warm or a cold body or however it works, they can have a pull to them. Like a vacuum that wants to be filled. So I would go around and I would find the cold pockets in my energy field. If you just hold your hand out and just kind of move it around your body and the space around your body, if your hand starts to ache or it feels colder or it feels comfortable or whatever, you found another cold spot. The question is, because everybody's different, is your cold spot an attractor or a resistor? Do you get an awareness on that? Typically, they can be both. So, if we're looking at it in the sense of money, it could be attracting lack and rejecting money inflow. It could be attracting money and resisting lack. If you want to try another date like that sooner or later, And like if you were asking about December 30th, 2018, and you're asking about money, change the date. Change the date to like November or before all of your holiday spending. Or like if you're aware of like when you have to pay your credit card bills or something like that, choose a time that's not when you have to write a bunch of checks. And see if your hand is still cold. If you've got cold pockets, you also have warm pockets. So what I would do is I would, after finding some cold pockets, I would find with the other hand the warm pockets that would neutralize the cold pockets. And then bring your hands together around those cold pockets. So let's look at them like they're bubbles. One has cold energy, one has warm energy, and allow them to neutralize or annihilate each other. Again, you're taking one with one hand and one with the other and bringing your hands together. And I can't whitewash this. Some of you may have cold pockets in your left hand and warm in your right. Some of you may have cold in your right and warm in your left. I could go into an entirely long soapbox about cold pockets and giving and receiving, but what you just need to know is that if you're dealing with warm and cold, the one thing that you need to do is neutralize the disparity between them both and find neutral. Once you are comfortable with neutral, or you have found a future position that has more neutrality to it, then work with that. When you're dealing with hot and cold, you're dealing with polar extremes. And this is just an example of that. So being able to acknowledge it in the first place and saying, hey, I've got warmth here and I've got cold here, that's awesome. You're already recognizing an energetic difference between two spaces in time. So once again, you're trying to bring them together to create neutrality, balance, and possibility for change. Because when they are at opposite extremes, negative, positive, hot, cold, by nature of their very identity, they don't want to come together. Or when they do, when you turn them in, like when you've got a really warm living room and it's really cold outside and you open the door, what happens? All the cold rushes in. So there is a way to play with them to manipulate energetic flows and currents. It's just important to ask further questions to see, okay, is this cold? Is it an attractor or is it a resistor to what I'm seeking? Because if it's a resistance to money and you open up the door to your warm living room, then you're inviting a ton of resistance to money into your living space, right? So when you have sensations like that, ask more questions and receive more information before just manipulating it with intention. You got to know what you're manipulating. That's cool. Okay, Penny says, she said when she looked at mine, in my right hand, the energy was like a sun shining and blazing out of my right hand. And she said that when she did her own, it was a denser energy, more violet, but still rising upwards. That's really cool. That's awesome. That's why I invited you guys to tap into or see what mine was like so that you can compare it to your own. Sometimes it's a lot easier to discover the way your energy is working when you can compare the same question and available energy with someone else. And then Penny says that her indicator may be with breath. as Deep Breath occurred when she moved along the timeline, which was in April. That's a very good insight. When you bring your hands together in any capacity, you can just bring your hands together, but when you breathe and inhale and exhale, you're using your breath to create the circuit and work with it. That's breath of life. That is an excellent way to work with timelines. I've been missing other questions. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Can this process be used for romantic relationships? Yes. I'm really glad that you asked that. Okay. Yes, you do that in the same way. So we're in the we're in the energy lounge portion. So if you guys just want to hang out and veg out, that's fine. I'm going to answer some of these questions though because they're very pertinent and it's kind of fun. So for romantic relationships, okay. So right now I've got you in the 2018 timeline. I can, at the end of this, open up the entire timeline so you can work with more than just 2018. So if you're wanting to step into 2019, 2020 energies and bring those forward, then you'll be able to. And then if you're wanting to reach into the past and create resolution in that way, there's a way to do that. So if we're looking at romantic relationships in the past, and you're stuck on something and you can't get over it, that's when you, let's say, a big relationship ended in 2010, okay? That's when you put the year of 2010 in your hand or whatever that specific day was, who knows, right? And then you reach into the future of, I don't know, like if you've got a bad relationship ending and you don't want to bring that forward into the future, then you've got to reach into a future where nothing but good exists, right? And what you're doing is kind of like the hot spot and the cold spot. You're looking for the equal and opposite energetic force, which will completely cancel out that negative in the past. Now, when you do that, you're pretty much annihilating both. So if you're looking to use this technique to create a clean slate, especially regarding relationships, sometimes it's best, usually it's best to leave the past in the past unless you are in a, you're looking for a current relationship with someone who you're very aware that you've got a past with, like a past life with or a past timeline with. Then you can bring the future, the best and good opposite future energy with that person in relationship to the equal and opposite negative past, whatever it is. It may be positive past, negative future, right? You're just looking for the timelines that maintain the equal and opposite energies. Then you bring them together and you neutralize everything compounded in that relationship. Now this is what I'm saying is different than what I was talking about earlier with the money, because this is pure neutralization. That's it. You're not looking to move something into the future or bring the future forward into the now. You're looking to neutralize a detrimental relationship. Boom, done. No more work with it after doing that. After doing that, it's kind of like you take all that stuff off the table and you just sideswipe it, right? Done. No longer need to address it. Then when you're looking to create a new relationship, that's when you can, you don't have that baggage. You don't have anything influencing your mindset, and you're not creating against something. Like, oh, I hated it when that person did that. I don't want that. I want somebody that doesn't do that. That's not the way to create. So once you're in a place, you're like, okay, what is my energy around receiving romantic relationship or receiving a loving relationship or receiving kindness in a partner, what have you? You can have a list of things, right? In the present, January 7th, 2018. And I'm single, so we can go ahead and play with this energy. This will be fun. I'll put myself out there. So then, okay, what is my energy surrounding receiving a romantic relationship, receiving kindness in relationship, receiving a loving partner? In December of 2018. That's interesting for me. You guys will probably have more clarity around that than me this time. So, okay, what is energy in November 2018? Ooh. What is it, October of 2018? September of 2018? August of 2018? July of 2018? July is a good month. November and September are also good months. June of 2018. May of 2018. April of 2018. Yeah, I'm going to go to July. July was, that felt the best to me. That just felt good. Made me smile. So, now that I have that energy, I'm just going to, again, my left hand starts activating in the receiving capacity because I was asking receiving questions. So I'm just going to bring my hands together. And this is interesting. My hands are about 10 inches apart, and there's a barrier. So I'm going to keep moving them together because they're not pushing apart. It's just, yeah, there's some change there. So I'm just slowly bringing them together. And I'm doing it with goodness, kindness, romance, and loving like I asked for. So I'm putting the energies out there that I requested as I bring my hands together. And then I brought my hands together. It makes me a little lightheaded. And it activated my third eye. I don't know what that means. I'm just giving you guys a play-by-play. So I'm just going to keep my hands together for a few moments and breathe with it. Okay, and how do you close this process? That is an excellent question. So, all right, if you guys are playing in this, what I would do, okay, hold on a second. Let me open up your entire timeline so that you can do the work that is mentioned. Okay, take a breath. Okay, so now your entire timelines are open. At the end of the recording, I'm going to close all your timelines anyway. But if you're just going to do this work, I'd be like, okay, what is the timeline of, what is my personal timeline of 2018 on Earth in the present? Boom, open. Okay, then you can work with it in a very calendar type sense. And then if you're wanting to close it, you're going to say, bring me current into the present as of now on such and such date, such and such time, such and such year. And I would say, my name is first, second, third name. I currently reside at whatever your address is. And anything else that you need to add in so that you bring yourself into the day, time, and current location of where you reside. And if you're at work when you're doing it, then say, I am currently at work at this, you know, da, 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 da. Lay it all out there. Be as specific as possible. Because when you're playing with a timeline and you're in 2018, you've got to recognize that 2018 occurs on many, many planes, space, times, and dimensions. So it's very, very good for you to be very specific about which timeline you're opening and which timeline you're closing and where you are after the closure of that timeline. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to keep the recording going. I'm going to close all the timelines at the end of the recording, but I do get that you guys just need some healing energy, so I'm going to send that in the last 10 minutes. You can just relax and enjoy, okay?